Chapter 3. "Never go into the dark wood, my friend," said Ratty Rupert. "There are bad things in there." From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. Far below Morris's paws, the rats were creeping through the undertown of Bart Blintz. Old towns are like that. People build down as well as up. Sellers butt against other sellers, and some of the sellers get forgotten, except by creatures that want to stay out of sight. In the thick, warm, damp darkness, a voice said, "All right, who's got the matches?"
"Me, Dangerous Beans. Feeds four."
"Well done, young rat. And who has the candle?"
"Me, sir. I'm bite-size."
It's hard to translate "sir" into "rat." The rat's word for "sir" isn't a word. It's a sort of momentary crouch, indicating that, just at the moment, the crouching rat is prepared to accept that the other rat is the boss, but that he or she shouldn't get funny about it.
"Good. Put it down and Peaches will light it."
There was a lot of scuffling in the darkness. Not all the rats had got used to the idea of making fire, and they were getting out of the way. There was a scratching noise, and then the match flared. Holding the match with both front paws, Peaches lit the candle stub. The flame swelled for a moment and settled down to a steady glow.
"Can you really see it?" said Hammond Pork.
"Yes, sir," said Dangerous Beans. "I am not completely blind. I can tell the difference between light and dark."
"You know," said Hammond Pork, watching the flame suspiciously, "I don't like it at all. Even so, darkness was good enough for our parents. It'll end in trouble. Besides, setting fire to a candle is a waste of perfectly good food."
"We have to be able to control the fire, sir," said Dangerous Beans calmly. "With the flame, we make a statement to the darkness. We say we are separate. We say we are not just rats. We say we are the clan."
"Hm," said Hammond Pork, which was his usual response when he didn't understand what had just been said. Just lately he'd been "hm-ing" a lot.
"I've heard the younger rats are saying that the shadows frighten them,"
said Peaches.
"Why?" said Hammond Pork. "They're not frightened of complete darkness, are they? Darkness is ratty. Being in the dark is what a rat is all about."
"It's odd," said Peaches, "but we didn't know the shadows were there until we had the light."
One of the younger rats timorously raised a paw.
"And even when the light has gone out, we know the shadows are still around,"
it said. Dangerous Beans turned towards the young rat.
"You're," he said.
"Delicious,"
said the younger rat.
"Well, delicious," said Dangerous Beans in a kindly voice. "Being afraid of shadows is all part of us becoming more intelligent, I think. Your mind is working out that there's a you, and there's also everything outside you. So now you're not just frightened of things that you can see and hear and smell, but also of things that you can sort of see inside your head. Learning to face the shadows outside helps us to fight the shadows inside, and you can control all the darkness. It's a big step forward. Well done."
Delicious looked slightly proud, but mostly nervous.
"I don't see the point myself," said Hammond Pork. "We used to do all right on the dump, and I was never scared of anything."
"We were prey to every stray cat and hungry dog, sir," said Dangerous Beans.
"Oh, well, if we talk about cats," growled Hammond Pork.
"I think we can trust Morris, sir," said Dangerous Beans. "Perhaps not when it comes to money, I admit. But he is very good at not eating people who talk, you know. He checks every time."
"You can trust a cat to be a cat," said Hammond Pork, "talking or not."
"Yes, sir, but we are different, and so is he. I believe he is a decent cat at heart."
"That remains to be seen," said Peaches. "But now we are here, let's get organized."
Hammond Pork growled.
"Who are you to say, let's get organized?" he said sharply. "Are you the leader, young female, who refuses to rook?"
"No, I am the leader. It's my job to say, let's get organized."
"Yes, sir," said Peaches, crouching low. "How would you like us to be organized, sir?"
Hammond Pork stared at her. He looked at the waiting rats with their packs and bundles, and then around at the ancient cellar, and then back to the still crouching Peaches.
"Just get organized," he muttered. "Don't bother me with details. I am a leader."
And he stalked off into the shadows. A young rat was holding up its hand.
Yeah, what's your name, miss?
Nourishing, sir, said the rat. Can I ask a question, sir?
Are you new in this platoon, Nourishing? Said Darktan.
Yes, sir. Transferred out of the old Light Whittlers, sir.
Ah, they thought you'd be good at trap disposal, did they?
Nourishing looked uneasy, but there was no going back now.
Not really, sir. They said I couldn't be any worse than I am at whittling, sir.
There was general laughter from the ranks.
How can a rat not be good at that? Said Darktan.
It's just so embarrassing, sir.
Darktan sighed to himself. All this new thinking was producing some strange things. He personally approved of the idea of the right place, but some of the ideas the kids were coming up with were odd.
All right, he said. What was your question, Nourishing?
You said the second mouse gets the cheese, sir.
That's right. That is the squad motto, Nourishing. Remember it. It is your friend.
Yes, sir. I will, sir. But doesn't the first mouse get something, sir?
Darktan stared at the young rat. He was slightly impressed that she stared back instead of cringing.
I can see you're going to be a valuable addition to the squad, Nourishing, he said.
He raised his voice.
Squad, what does the first mouse get?
The roar of voices made dust fall down from the ceiling.
The trap! And don't you forget it, said Darktan. Take 'em out, special offer. I'll be with you in a minute.
A younger rat stepped forward and faced the squads.
Let's go, rats! Hut, hut, hut!
The trap squad trotted away. Darktan walked over to Dangerous Beans.
That's got us started, he said. If we can't get the humans looking for a good rat catcher by tomorrow, we don't know our business.
We need to stay longer than that, said Peaches. Some of the ladies are going to have their babies.
I said we don't know it's safe here yet, said Darktan.
Do you want to be the one to tell Big Savings?
Said Peaches, sweetly. Big Savings was the old head female, widely agreed to have a bite like a pickaxe and muscles like rock. She also had a short temper with males. Even ham and pork kept out of her way when she was in a bad mood.
Nature has to take its course, obviously, said Darktan quickly. But we haven't explored. There must be other rats here.
Oh, the Kikis all keep out of the way of us, said Peaches.
That was true, Darktan had to agree. Ordinary rats did keep out of the way of the changelings. Oh, there was some trouble sometimes, but the changelings were big and healthy and could think their way through a fight. Dangerous Beans was unhappy about this, but, as Ham and Pork said, it was either us or them, and when you got right down to it, it was a rat-eat-rat world.
I'm going to go and join my squad, said Darktan,
still unnerved at the thought of confronting Big Savings. He moved closer.
What's up with Ham and Pork?
He's thinking about things, said Peaches.
Thinking, said Darktan blankly. Oh, right. Well, I got traps to see to. Smell you later.
What is the matter with Ham and Pork? Said Dangerous Beans, when he and Peaches were alone again.
He's getting old, said Peaches. He needs to rest a lot, and I think he's worried that Darktan or one of the others is going to challenge him.
Will they, do you think?
Darktan's more wrapped up in breaking traps and testing poisons. There's more interesting things to do now than bite one another.
Or do Rilk, from what I hear, said Dangerous Beans.
Peaches looked down demurely. If rats could blush, she would have done. It was amazing how pink eyes that could hardly see you could look straight through you at the same time.
The ladies are a lot more choosy, she said. They want to find fathers who can think.
Good, said Dangerous Beans. We must be careful. We don't need to breed like rats. We don't have to rely on numbers. We are the changelings.
Peaches watched him anxiously. When Dangerous Beans was thinking, he seemed to be staring into a world only he could see.
"What is it this time?" she asked.
"I have been thinking that we shouldn't kill other rats. No rat should kill another rat."
"Even Kikis?"
she said. "They are rats too."
Peaches shrugged.
"Well, we've tried talking to them, and that didn't work. Anyway, they mostly stay away these days."
Dangerous Beans was still staring at the unseen world.
"Even so," he said quietly, "I should like you to write it down."
Peaches sighed. but went off anyway to one of the packs the rats had carried in and pulled out her bag. It was no more than a roll of cloth with a handle made from a scrap of string, but it was big enough to hold a few matches, some pieces of pencil lead, a tiny sliver of a broken knife blade for sharpening the leads, and a grubby piece of paper. All the important things. She was also the official carrier of Mr. Bunsey. Carrier wasn't quite correct. Dragger was mostly more accurate. But Dangerous Beans always liked to know where it was, and seemed to think better when it was around, and it gave him some comfort, and that was good enough for Peaches. She smoothed out the paper on an ancient brick, picked up a piece of lead, and looked down the list. The first thought had been, "In the clan is strength." This had been quite a hard one to translate, but she had made an effort. Most rats couldn't read human. It was just too hard to make the lines and squeals turn into any sense. So Peaches had worked very hard on making a language that rats could read. She tried to draw a big rat made up of little rats. The writing had led to trouble with Hammond Pork. New ideas needed a running jump to get into the old rat's head. Dangerous Beans had explained in his strange, calm voice that writing things down would mean that a rat's knowledge would go on existing even when the rat had died. He said that all rats could learn the knowledge of Hammond Pork. Hammond Pork had said, "Not likely. It's taken him years to learn some of the tricks he's learned. Why should he give it all away? That'd mean any young rat would know as much as him." Dangerous Beans had said, "We cooperate or we die." That had become the next thought. Co-operate had been difficult, but even Kiki's would sometimes lead a blind or wounded comrade by gripping a stick, and that was certainly cooperation. The thick line where she'd pressed heavily had to mean no. The trap sign could mean die or bad or avoid. The last thought on the paper was not to whittle where you eat. That one was quite simple. She grasped the piece of lead in both paws and carefully drew, "No rat to kill another rat." She sat back. Yes, not bad. Trap was a good sign for death, and she'd added the dead rat to make it all the more serious. "But supposing you have to," she said, still staring at the drawings.
"Then you have to," said Dangerous Beans, "but you shouldn't."
Peaches shook her head sadly. She supported Dangerous Beans because there was, well, something about him. He wasn't big or fast, and he was almost blind and quite weak, and sometimes he forgot to eat because he came up with thoughts that nobody, at least nobody who was a rat, had thought before. Most of them had annoyed Hammond Pork no end, like the time when Dangerous Beans had said, "What is a rat?" And Hammond Pork had replied, "Teeth, claws, tail, run, hide, eat. That's what a rat is." Dangerous Beans had said, "But now we can also say, 'What is a rat?'" he said, "and that means we're more than that."
"We're rats," Hammond Pork had argued. "We run around and squeak and steal and make more rats. That's what we're made for."
"Who by?" Dangerous Beans had said. And that had led to another argument about the big rat deep under the ground theory. But even Hammond Pork followed Dangerous Beans, and so did rats like Dark Tan and Donut Enter, and they listened when he talked. Peaches listened when they talked. "We were given noses," Dark Tan had told the squats. Who had given them noses? The thoughts of Dangerous Beans worked their ways into other people's heads without them noticing. He came up with new ways of thinking. He came up with new words. He came up with ways of understanding the things that were happening to them. Big rats, rats with scars, listened to the little rat because the change had led them into dark territory, and he seemed to be the only one with an idea of where they were going. She left him, sitting by the candle, and went and looked for Hammond Pork. He was sitting by a wall. Like most of the old rats, he always stuck to walls and kept away from open spaces and too much light. He seemed to be shaking.
"Are you all right?" she said.
The shaking stopped.
"Fine, fine, nothing wrong with me," snapped Hammond Pork. "Just a few twinges, nothing permanent."
"Only I noticed you didn't go out with any of the squads," said Peaches.
"There's nothing wrong with me," shouted the old rat.
"We still got some potatoes in the baggage.
"I don't want any food. There is nothing wrong with me." Which meant that there was. It was the reason he didn't want to share all the things he knew. What he knew was all he had left. Peaches knew what rats traditionally did to leaders who were too old. She'd watched Hammondpork's face when Dark Tan, younger, stronger Dart Tan, had been talking to his squads, and knew that Hammondpork was thinking about it too. Oh, he was fine when people were watching him, but lately he'd been resting more and skulking in corners. Old rats were driven out, to lurk around by themselves and go rotten and funny in the head. Soon there would be another leader. Peaches wished she could make him understand one of the thoughts of Dangerous Beans, but the old rat didn't much like talking to females. He'd grown up thinking females weren't for talking to. The thought was, "We are the changelings. We are not like other rats."